We're looking at once again Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, that particular brand of individualism that the Renaissance and Western civilization gave rise to, honoring the individual, respecting the individual man qua man, and woman, of course, but that in contrast to what the communitarian network calls individualism and holds responsible and culpable for the moral decline of civilization. So we're contrasting those and also looking at Chapter 10 of The Road to Serfdom, titled Why the Worst Get on Top, and exploring the reasons why the worst get on top. And I would add that I think that's precisely where we are in the American election cycle today, as we see this national election cycle starting to draw to a close, or to its climax, as it were, perhaps. So, first continuing from Chapter 10, and then getting back to that individualism. What individualism are we talking about? What do we want? What are we shooting for, America? Well, let's talk about that. And we'll open up the phone lines on this stuff. This is, I think, important, heady stuff. If you have a comment, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll go to the phones in a moment. First, the three reasons. As Hayek put it, there are three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group. Well, let's back up. What numerous and strong group are we talking about? So the social reformers, it is characteristic, Hayek wrote, that both in Germany and Italy, the success of fascism was preceded by the refusal of the socialist parties to take over the responsibilities of government. They were unwilling wholeheartedly to employ the methods to which they had pointed the way. They still hoped for a miracle of the majorities agreeing on a particular plan for the organization of the whole of society. Others had already learned the lesson that in a planned society, the question can no longer be on what do a majority of the people agree, but what the largest single group is whose members agree sufficiently to make unified direction of all affairs possible, the tyrant's majority, as it were. Or if no such group large enough to enforce its views exists, how can it be created, and who will succeed in creating it? See, this was precisely why a constitutional republic was created, or at least that's what we are to believe. America was to be a constitutional republic so that the tyrant's majority could not inflict its views on all the rest. And you fast forward to today, we have what Bertrand Russell might describe as a scientific dictatorship or a technocratic dictatorship. And it has been wielding in Bernaysian fashion the power of groupthink, the despotic power of groupthink on the vast majority of society. In other words, rallying support in a fashion that folks don't even realize. You know, from Bertrand Russell, or from Edward Bernays' book Propaganda, published in 1928, we can see that the Bernayses of the world. Bernays was, of course, Sigmund Freud's nephew, who harnessed Freud's work and fused it with Madison Avenue marketing to create a machine that would manipulate people en masse without their knowing it, as Edward Bernays wrote in Chapter 4 of his book Propaganda. So back to Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, there are three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogeneous views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather by the worst elements of any society. And when you think about it, again, we have this Bernaysian propaganda machine that manipulates people. We have Rand Corporation's game theory that's also employed to get people to think that it was their idea all along, completely unwitting, having no idea that they never would have picked a Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. I asked a question of the gentleman who was who asked me if I watched the election yesterday. In that conversation, he asked me if I watched the debates. I said no. I asked him if he had watched. He said yes. I said, "What did you think?" He said, "I had to walk away several times." And that's precisely the issue. So we forget these are not our choices. They're the choices foisted upon us. But then Bernays wrote about that too, didn't he? That was how he opened chapter one of Propaganda, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the masses. Our tastes are formed, our minds are molded, our ideas shaped by those we've never met, right? So there are three main reasons why a numerous and strong group with fairly homogeneous views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather by the worst elements of any society. By our standards, the principles on which such a group would be selected will be almost entirely negative. What are those three reasons? Well, as Hayek writes, in the first instance, it is probably true that in general, the higher the education and intelligence of individuals become, the more their views and tastes are differentiated and less likely they are to agree on a particular hierarchy of values. Now, can we see the Jeffersonian concept at work there? Jefferson saying, that's precisely what we need to do. We need to educate folks, enlighten, inform their discretion to a certain level, to a certain point. And what is that point? Do we strive for that in America? No. The social reformers say this is what we got to do. They employ Bernaysian public relations techniques, Rand Corporation game theory techniques, and they wonder why, as they are literally in the process dumbing folks down, encouraging them not to think critically, why they can't seem to get folks to do just that. Which again lends itself to Hayek's point at the opening of The Road to Serfdom and The Abandoned Road. We're ready to accept any explanation except that maybe we were responsible for this situation. That maybe in the process of seeking these democratic ideals, we were actually responsible. As he put it, we are ready to accept almost any explanation of the present crisis of our civilization, except one, that the present state of the world may be the result of genuine error on our own part, and that the pursuit of some of our most cherished ideals has apparently produced results utterly different from those which we expected. The social reformers, I believe, in many cases are very well-intentioned. But what did Mom say? You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So in the first instance, as Hayek put it, higher education and intelligence means the more their views and tastes are differentiated and less likely they are to agree on a particular hierarchy of values. Sounds Jeffersonian. Enlighten the people generally, inform their discretion, educate to a certain level, minimum. It is a corollary of this that if we wish to find a high degree of uniformity and similarity of outlook, we have to descend to the regions of lower moral and intellectual standards, where the more primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. This does not mean that the majority of people have low moral standards. It merely means that the largest group of people whose values are very similar are the people with low standards. It is, as it were, the lowest common denominator which unites the largest number of people. Barbarians, savages, I would say. If a numerous group is needed, strong enough to impose their views on the values of life on all the rest, it will never be those with highly differentiated and developed tastes. And I would say, as a corollary to that, those who have highly differentiated and developed tastes would never seek to impose those on others, because that was part of the process of getting to those differentiated and developed tastes, which again lends itself to the Jeffersonian informed discretion, I would say. It will be those who form the mass, in the derogatory sense of the term, the least original and independent, who will be able to put the weight of their numbers behind their particular ideals. So, the mass at the bottom of the moral spectrum, so to speak. That's point number one. If, however, a political dictator had to rely entirely on those whose uncomplicated and primitive instincts happen to be very similar, their number would scarcely give sufficient weight to their endeavors. You will have to increase their numbers by converting more to the same simple creed. That reminds me of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump alike, and Bernie Sanders for that matter, and. Here comes in the second negative principle of selection. So number one, the bottom of the moral spectrum. Number two, he will or she be able to obtain the support of all the docile and gullible who have no strong convictions of their own, but are prepared to accept a ready-made system of values if it is only drummed into their ears sufficiently loudly and frequently. It will be those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas are easily swayed and whose passions and emotions are readily aroused who will thus swell the ranks of the totalitarian party. Again, in Bernaysian manipulation fashion, in Bernaysian propaganda or public relations fashion, combined or coupled with Rand Corporation game theory fashion, people thinking it was their idea all along. Because they have no strong convictions of their own, as Hayek puts it, and they are prepared to accept a ready-made system of values, especially if it is smithed well by the public relations experts in game theory fashion, manipulating the group in a manner that they don't even suspect or realize they're being manipulated. So again, can we see the contrast being, or the antidote perhaps being, the Jeffersonian concept of informing their discretion, enlighten the people generally? The education, the minimal education to spot tyranny and I forget the word now. It starts with an A. In all its forms. Anyway. Back to Hayek's The Road to Serfdom. It is in connection with the deliberate effort of the skillful demagogue, and I would add again that in Bernaysian and game theory fashion, to weld together a closely coherent and homogeneous body of supporters, that the third and perhaps most important negative element of selection enters. And think about the Trumps and Clintons of the world as I read these words. It seems to be almost a law of human nature that it is easier for people to agree on a negative program, on the hatred of an enemy, on the envy of those better off, than on any positive task. Isn't that what our foreign policy is based on? The contrast between the we and the they, or the otherizing as it has been described, the common fight against those outside the group, seems to be an essential ingredient in any creed which will solidly knit together a group for common action. Think about how Americans are pitted against, drawn apart and pitted against one another in this very fashion, the otherizing of each other into we and they, Democrat and Republican, conservative and liberal. They're all specious monikers today anyway. Why anyone would identify with them is deeply concerning to me. It is consequently always employed by those who seek not merely support of a policy, but the unreserved allegiance of huge masses. And I would add that both Hillary Clinton and Trump, I would argue, make use of this technique or this concept. from their point of view, it has the great advantage of leaving them greater freedom of action than almost any positive program. The enemy, whether internal or external, seems to be an indispensable requisite in the army of a totalitarian leader. Isn't that precisely what we see happening in the national election cycle? And again, you know, the concept of action for action's sake, because folks are dissatisfied with the ineffectiveness of parliamentary majorities. It's interesting. In other words, we are being conditioned to want a thing that we wouldn't otherwise want and being led right into a trap, being the undoing of ourselves in Marxist fashion, perhaps. And again, Nesta Webster's words come to mind, you know, to lead people astray this way and to cause them to be the source of the undoing of themselves is as despicable as to guide a blind man into a ditch, as Nesta Webster put it. And that's precisely what was happening to the French Workers' Party in the Marxist era. And that's what we see happening today in America, because we are incapable of critical thought as a nation. We think, but we don't. Let's go to the phones real quick. And on that note, and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, you're dead on again. You know, this whole thing with Trump, I find so many people are projecting onto him what they want to believe he is, and they're completely selecting not to remember all the stuff that are just real red flags, you know, and it's just like you said. And see, once a person is invested in a person, and this, that both sides do this, and even so-called smart alternative conservatives are doing this, alternative right-wing Republicans, the thing is, so-called family values people all of a sudden have turned a blind eye to so many things that if a liberal did this, they would be roasting him alive. And so the thing is, and then let's say he gets in office, like you talked about, you see these fascistic tendencies. What would happen is, if he really started going real fascistic, you know, the thing is, the same people, because they were invested in him, they would be like, they'd be like allowing it, because they wouldn't want to see that their guy was doing these things. It would be, Chris, it would be a nightmare, you know, because yes, of this tendency. It's scary as hell. In fact, he could end up, and boy, this is it, he could, it, depending on which way he swung, which we have no idea because he's had so many conflicting things, he could actually end up worse than Hillary. Remember, he said he loves war. And, oh, why can't we use nukes? You know, so he has said some bizarre stuff that people who like him just are like sending down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, a little cavalier. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're on the phones. We have Renee in North Carolina on the line. The phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And I have been pointing to the higher-level hijinks in our political and election cycles for years now on air, and particularly that body that gets – virtually no coverage in the media, the National Election Pool, as it's now known, and you can go back to the late 60s and see examples of its vote rigging and hijinks, and that was even before and beyond black box voting and that issue. The National Election Pool is the organization that tells you who you voted for before you get to the polls. They're responsible for election projections through what they call exit polling data, allegedly, and somehow they're able to project to the precise number vote count in your local precinct without ever necessarily polling your precinct. How is that possible? And I have been making a more alarming I suppose proclamation these days that I think we're on the precipice, on the brink of a more serious social decline of fascist tendencies this time around than we've ever seen, and something very similar to what we were fighting, more similar than ever before to what we were fighting in Germany and Italy and so forth not so long ago. And we seem to be following that course and irrevocably so, unfortunately. Hopefully not, but that seems to be the case. And I think Friedrich Hayek spelled it out for us if we would just read what he wrote. But who has time these days? It's far easier to want to retreat to some social activity or some mental respite, so to speak. You know, the bread and circuses, perhaps. far easier to do that than to deal with the horrors of the reality that we face. But again, I digress. So that's kind of where we're at. And as I said, we have Renee on the line. So what are your thoughts on that, Renee?
Well, you're the only one talking about that voting issue. You know, even all these Ron Paul people who watched all the shenanigans and how Ron Paul let it happen. I'm sorry, but he did. He kept his mouth shut. There's certain things he kept his mouth shut on that makes me think he was kind of some kind of, you know, steam valve, limited hangout deal that we fell for. That's why it's like, look, fool me once, but you know, especially when you put the thing out there that's even less convincing the second time around than the first one was, you know. Yeah. So you know, I just, and it's amazing, you know, you know, and the voting system has been scammed from the beginning. That's why actually one thing I saw, because I decided to go look at Jill Stein's platform. You know, because there's no way Johnson is for forced vaccination. Like, can you believe that? The libertarian candidate is for forced vaccination. I mean, who could make that up? And yeah. So I went and looked at Jill Stein's platform. And yes, there's some stuff that people will have a knee-jerk reaction to. But actually, there's some positive stuff on there. You know, like she's against GMOs, bad pesticides, fracking, militarized police, war, and a lot of other stuff. Because like you said, you know, if you go vote, I cannot vote for the Democrat or Republican Party because that makes me kind of an enabling accessory. I was so glad to hear you say something similar. Both of these parties are so massively corrupt. To me, the best we can hope for out of this is that, to me, this is what I'm hoping for, okay, is that both parties self-destruct. You know, actually, Trump's doing a pretty good job on the Republican side of tearing it apart, and I'm hoping more stuff comes out about Hillary, and because really both the Democrat and the Republican Party, our best shot is that they both are blown to smithereens, because we need a complete reboot, Chris.
It's pretty sad that what we're looking at is just a complete criminal enterprise in the national election cycle. That's an unbelievably sad reality. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
bottom of the second hour, this Tuesday, October 11, 2016, and we're on the phones. Again, the phone lines are open. And before we continue, though, I want to say I'm not trying to pick on Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or any politician in particular. And I would add, quite frankly, that's kind of a deflection. The danger is if we really do consider ourselves a representative form of government, then the danger is to try to escape that responsibility. And really, if we are a representative form of government, then we're all culpable for what would presumably be representing us. And so therefore, I think it is to ourselves we have to look, as we were so exhorted to do by folks like Andrew Jackson in his farewell address. That's where the ultimate powers of government and responsibility lie, after all, isn't it? So we have to look in the mirror. And the danger is that we escape to perhaps the vilification of others, the politicians and so forth. But if this is what we've accepted to, this is what we've retreated to and capitulated to, then aren't we responsible for that? You have any final thoughts on that, Renee? We need to move on, but I was wondering if you had a comment on that.
Well, some people are more culpable in this than others, okay? And the thing is, you know, our voting's been corrupt for a long time. I remember my mother telling me about they'd pass out half pints. That's why they don't allow them near the polling places anymore. They used to pass out the half pints at the polls. And then I remember when I saw those big green machines as a child, my radar went up, you know, until you're kind of brainwashed into believing. I just looked at that and went, uh-oh, how do I know there's not votes already in there, everything. So, and, you know, that's another thing Jill Stein said you'd get away with the Electoral College. I think it's been corrupt for a very long time. And that the reason it is because just a president cannot do this alone is so many gatekeepers and people working in government. They have to know, you know, just like they have to know about a lot of things, and they go along to get along, and there's only one solution. We cannot have them. We have to have somehow get their self-interest where it is aligned with our interest in having separate retirement and benefit packages that are more lucrative for them. And I know a lot of y'all want to get rid of all of this, but we can't do that all at once. But we at least have to make these people feel like they are one with us. They're somehow in our community, to get rid of that them against us mentality they have, and to where they want to take care of the system better, because if it goes down, it takes them down with us. And we can't do this where they are in a separate and more lucrative system. We have to have them where we're all in the same boat. They'll be more inclined to paddle, if you know what I mean, okay? So I just don't see any solution for this until they're in the same boat instead of them being in a separate but better boat. They're in the yacht and we're in the dinghy, okay? And it's, they're not going to care about us at all until they're in the dinghy with us.
Until we're all in the dinghy together, and hopefully, as you said, we're all paddling. Great points, Renee. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Thanks as always. I appreciate it. Really, and that's, you know, great sentiment. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Renee, we're in the bilge, and they're in the stateroom. We're drowning and bailing and drowning and bailing. And they know we're going to keep the boat bailed out because they don't have to worry about the rats in the bilge. Anyway, the reason I called, Chris, I'm listening to the news, and I'm listening to the talk radio hosts, and they're talking about if you don't vote for Trump, it's a half a vote for Hillary, and if you don't vote for Hillary, it's a half a vote for Trump, and if you vote for Trump, it's two votes for Hillary, and what they don't realize, and I know a lot of people that are listening to RBN, they know, look, it is good cop, bad cop. It's opposite ends of the dialectic. The only problem that they have with the Democrat has with the Republican is the Democrats want to drive the bus off the cliff. And the Republicans, they want to go off the cliff, too. Democrats want to go yesterday. The Republicans want you to enjoy the trip. So we're going to the Grand Canyon, and we're going to the Everglades, and we're going to have a good time until we get to the cliff. Then we're all going over. You know, I'm hearing talk radio people saying, well, I can't believe these Republicans are refusing to cast their vote for Trump because of his moral shortfallings and all this other nonsense. Look, I believe, folks, that McCain and Ryan and the others, and bear in mind, I'm not voting. I'm out of this. I know the game's rigged. I'm not playing the hand. But the reason that they're turning their back on Trump, I believe, is that they have been approached. They've already compromised themselves to get where they're at. And while they're there, hey, they've been enjoying Bohemian Grove. And they've been enjoying their meetings, their little trips, and their little icing on the cake given by some big shot in their town and the crazy and wild parties. So they're compromised. And it's, look, if you don't withdraw your support for Trump, then all of your skeletons are going to fall out of your closet. That's why Ryan went back and said, I'm going to be concerned with keeping control of the House. All's fair in love and war, folks. And these people are in love with themselves and at war with the American public. I know I sound jaded. Am I? Absolutely. Trump was naive enough to believe, possibly, that they weren't going to dig up everything they could on him. And the only ones that are going to his defense are those that have nothing to hide. Those that really have morality and virtue and the things that you talked about, you know, with what the founding fathers had said.
Yeah, virtue,
that's
morality.
Why they're doing, yeah, yep. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Look, if I'm a snake dope dealing, drug running, gun selling, you know, crooked politician, and someone comes to me and they say, look, we really don't want Trump. We know you like him. You think he's your man. You need to think about, you know, and they'll turn a TV set on or something, audio tape, something, and they hear Mr. McCain, who you're going to make me believe that he's concerned virtue and morality, that he's concerned about his 30-plus-year-old daughters. You know, this is craziness, folks, to think that these people are, hey, right is right, and I'm taking the moral high ground. Well, if you were taking the moral high ground, you never would have allowed things to go on that have been going on, that are going on as I speak right now in D.C. Phones are ringing off the hook. Deals are being made to maintain power. Oh, please, just let us keep our representation in the House. We'll be good little boys.
Yep.
And then you've got Hillary Clinton with 30-plus people. And you couldn't pay me to go to work for that woman because 30-some people that have are all dead with gunshot wounds and found in the woods and run over by trains, wrapped up in carpets. You know,
committed,
she loved
suicide.
Them all.
Yeah, a couple of shots to the back of the head.
You know, there's three pages that I found on the internet that I wasn't aware of until recently. Everybody that was associated with, you know, with all the nonce, the MENA events and all of these other events, Foster and all the rest of it, these people are dead, folks. If Hillary Clinton came to you and offered you a job, would you take it?
The superdelegates,
you know,
would not compromise.
Yeah, I heard Nancy Pelosi Sunday on Meet the Press. They were talking about, they brought up, and she had just finished vilifying Donald Trump for what he supposedly said, you know, what he did say. And I'll admit it, when I was a young man, I talked gutter talk. People change. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt on that. But regardless, I hear her, Nancy Pelosi, vilifying Donald Trump for what he said, and he shouldn't be president. And the guy on Meet the Press says, well, what do you think about what he said about Bill Clinton's discrepancies? And she says, well, this election's about the future, not the past. Well, hello, Nancy. You've fallen on your head again. You've rattled your brains. I mean, that's why I'm not playing the game. I said it last week. They are playing with the souls of men, and I'm not anteing up. My soul is in control of another individual. So I'm not playing the game. Go on, and you know, anybody that's listening to me, cast your vote. Mark your ballot. You know? It's craziness. Why do they call it a ballot? Go read the Constitution and see that when you vote for a new president, you're committing an act of rebellion. Rebellion's punishable by death, folks. It's an act of rebellion. You're kicking the bums out, rebelling against your government. Anyway, I've had my say. Thank you.
Well, the duly constituted anyway. Yes. Thank you, John. I appreciate it, as always. Well said. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay, Chris?
Yes, sir.
I hope I can keep my thoughts together and express myself. I'm in a minority, and I pray that I remain in that minority. But more than that, I want to live the actions with my heart, mind, and soul that will reflect that minority. I know the laws and the justifications and the sanctifications of this minority. I know it intellectually, but I have to have my whole heart, mind, and soul in there. Now, it's easy to love the people that you more or less agree with. And about almost a year ago, I told two people over the air that I love. and the last two are they, and the third one is you, and of course there's others. But to live in this minority, to be equal to the task, you have to show it through your actions. And it's extremely difficult for me at this time, but I am trying and praying for help, that I can have love for my enemies. That is very difficult for me. And I wish that I could come over more positive to people when I talk to them. But I can give you a story about near me, four blocks away. It's a Russian church, and I went there, and they gave me an interpreter. But that's another story that I don't want to take up a lot of time, maybe it's other callers. But I love John, and I love Renee, and they can speak my thoughts very well. We probably have a little differences, but we could meet together with you in the same bilge in that dinghy. And we probably love each other and understand each other. And that's all the talk I'm going to give for today. But I think you three, and I pray and hope others follow and understand what I'm saying or what I'm trying to say, even with all my flaws. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate your call, too. As always, it's great to hear from you, and I know that we've missed you a couple of times recently, so I appreciate hearing from you. And I just think, you know, I know that Fred, you've mentioned in the past 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, I think in particular, come to mind, you know, this strong delusion. I always think of Jonah, what I call Jonah's gospel, Jonah going through Nineveh, a reticent messenger, and in chapter 3 of Jonah, verses 9 and 10 in particular, you know, the Jonah goes through town, a day's journey. He sets out a day's journey, and Nineveh was a 3-day journey. And he's saying, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And the town repents, essentially, and word gets back to the king. Same thing. And the king in his proclamation said, who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we shall not perish. When God saw their deeds, verse 10 says that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. So did he change his mind? Is he the same as he says in Malachi and Hebrews, or did he change his mind? Well, that's a subject for a different day, but you know, I think of that, what I call Jonah's gospel, in relation to what you say usually, Fred. And so anyway, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Let's go back to the phones real quick in the remaining moments of this segment and grab Bob in Michigan. Bob, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning or afternoon, depending on what time zone you're in.
Yes, and to you.
Just simple mathematics. My next-door neighbor was commander of the VFW any number of years, and we were listening to one of the shows on RBN, and one man claimed to have his 17th birthday fighting in Vietnam. That's highly unlikely, because as the man and I were both there, you had to be 19 to be sent overseas into a combat zone.
Interesting. I'm not acquainted enough with the...
Well, at that time, between 1966 and 73, I believe, or 72 when the draft ended, mm-hmm. you could not be sent overseas into a combat zone unless you were 19.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. And okay. The rest of the stories, just take them as they are. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate appreciate your call as well. I'm not acquainted with the facts enough to comment on that, but appreciate your call. We'll be right.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's radio broadcast this Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. Here's the parting thought. When we examine Friedrich Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, first published back in 1944, an examination of the totalitarian regimes that came to power during the World War II era, and his striking premonition that perhaps in the Western world, England and America in particular, we are embarked on the same course because of the same ideological leanings. When we examine his words, how do we discover the irony? How do we discover or rediscover that brand of individualism to which Hayek alludes? He mentions some names, but in the age of information, how do we rediscover and explore that brand of individualism? Think about it. It's actually quite astonishing how difficult it really is to explore this brand of individualism. Anyway, on that note, as Hayek wrote in Chapter 1, The Abandoned Road, of the road to serfdom, the crucial point of which our people are still so little aware is, however, not merely the magnitude of the changes which have taken place, I would say, over the course of the 20th century and into the 21st, but the fact that they mean a complete change in the direction of the evolution of our ideas and social order. Again, over the course of the 20th century and 21st now, the specter of totalitarianism became a real threat. Before the specter of totalitarianism became a real threat, we had progressively been moving away from the basic ideas on which Western civilization has been built. That this movement on which we have entered with such high hopes and ambitions should have brought us face to face with a totalitarian horror has come as a profound shock to this generation, which still refuses to connect the two facts. Yet this development merely confirms the warnings of the fathers of the liberal philosophy, which we still profess, ironically. We have progressively abandoned that freedom in economic affairs with which personal and political freedom has never existed in the past. Although we have been warned by some of the greatest political thinkers of the 19th century, by de Tocqueville and Lord Acton, that socialism means slavery, we have steadily moved in the direction of socialism. And now we have seen a new form of slavery arise before our eyes. We have so completely forgotten the warnings that it scarcely occurs to us the two may have been connected. So here we are today. I would encourage folks to investigate the road to serfdom. Watch Freedom to Fascism.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.